All right, everybody. Another episode of your favorite bi-weekly podcast.
Pew, pew, pew.
At least what it seems. We did right. give notice on last
we
week.
We did.
But anyways, here we go. Another episode. Bam, 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 bam.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero
año y felicidad. We got all the COVID shit going and everything else, but we're about to get into that. Here we go. Welcome back. We are back. We are live. What up, Bruce?
What up? What up? We've returned.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Bojero Rostando. Anyways, I can't do it, but here we go, man. Huge week. Lots to talk about. Missed last week.
Yup.
Like I said, we gave notice. There was a new Call of Duty map that someone was excited about here on the team.
Yeah.
And we called off the show. But we got a lot to talk about, man. Fantasy playoffs are here.
They are.
Sort of. Getting postponed and everything else.
You know, it's just throwing everything off with the way things are going all of a sudden.
I was texting my buddy, and I said something, and he's like, dude, this is the first time since COVID hit that I've heard you concerned about COVID, and it's only because it's affecting your fantasy team.
Like, literally, though. And I can't blame anybody in that case.
Well, I had Tyler, like, I thought I was good, man. Our matchup is tough. Like, it's going to be a close matchup regardless of what happens. Like, it's going to be close, I feel like. But the fact that I lose Tyler Lockett, literally, like, that Tuesday after, like, okay, this is our matchup, or Wednesday, whenever it was. And I'm just like, man, this is absolute ass. Like, they need to probably cancel these games. Like, this COVID's getting out of hand. And he's like, you're just worried about your fantasy team. And I'm like, dude, these are the healthiest people on the planet. Ain't nothing happening to them.
Man.
Ain't nothing wrong with pushing the game back a week.
Like, you know, it ain't going to hurt too much.
Right.
Still got time.
But, yeah, man, what's on your mind? What's going on?
You know, nothing much. Ooh, I just realized something, no?
What you got?
Because Odell is tested negative, and by that game being pushed to Tuesday.
Oh, he'll be back.
He'll be back.
Yeah.
So that solves my issue of having to replace the spot that I had of Scary Terry, because I was definitely going to run Odell and Cooper Kupp.
Can't be mad at that. I mean, who do they have this week, too? They got a pretty easy matchup, don't they?
They have Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how easy that matchup will be. Seattle's
pass defense is way better now because they lost Jamal Adams.
is that what you're equating that to?
Yeah. Oh, this is hilarious to me. Like, I literally was about to start freaking Brandon Ayuk and KJ Osborne because of Odell being out.
I mean, Brandon Ayuk's not a bad start.
He's not a bad start, but like KJ Osborne is the one where it's like he's looking good, but
I wouldn't. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't trust it. Not in the playoffs.
Like, I'm not gonna trust it in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get into like the individuals here, but like I said, I had to sit Lockett.
Yeah.
I was gonna fire up Penny because I spent the rest of my fab to get him.
Yeah.
Which is why you strategically hold on to some.
Yep.
Because my opponent needs a running back who's just going to get carries.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and Penny's going to be in that position, especially if they can somehow get up early on the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, they fed him last week. He had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. My boy, 8.
But, yeah, that's why you save them fab dollars. I've been saying it since probably about week 6, I think. Mm-hmm. I know our shows haven't been as frequent as they normally are where you get to take all the advice. But,
man,
you got to keep that handy for this point in the season.
Yep.
Anywho. So, dude, we've got literally, like, most players out with COVID, it seems
like. Yeah, and it's not just NFL. NBA, too, it's like, dude, sports are just, like, in shambles currently.
Yeah.
Hockey's even catching it a little bit as well. Like, it's crazy,
man. I mean, it's going around.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's what happens when you get the weather changing and everything else.
People and then the flu sick. Season as well, you know.
Yeah, that was a big thing going around too. Like, who was it? Aaron Jones is like out with the flu.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Was, but I think he's good to go. I think he'll be straight.
Yeah, he'll play.
Yeah.
All right. Is this the player news I was looking for? It is. So to kick things off, George Kittle blew up his knee, but he should be fine.
Yeah,
he apparently. Should. I pray he doesn't light me up this week.
he's been on a nuclear tear.
Yeah,
for like the last few weeks.
Like he's still a top 10 tight end. I think he's like top 5 in yards, even after missing how many games?
Yep.
Or something crazy like that. He's been
ridiculous in carrying people the last few weeks. Scary, scary hours.
Yeah, man. Groundbreaking news here. Josh Reynolds is questionable for the Lions.
Ah.
I don't know why that's like top news right now.
I mean, they've already down hock. You can't really afford to lose anything else.
I truly believe that they've all but shut down Swift for the season too.
Yeah, I feel like it too. And I was saying it. I was telling Larry this the other week after he got hurt. I'm like, he's on my fantasy team. It sucks that I will lose him, but shut Swift down for the year. Like
they should.
It's for the best for the future.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that sucks is they did that last year, too.
Yeah, like, unfortunately.
You want to at least see the guy, but what we've seen of Swift this year, it looks like
he took a step
stud.
Way ahead. Yeah. He took 2-3 steps ahead, actually.
Well, he was that good the year prior, too, yep. Man. Look at his last like 5 games that he actually played in.
Yeah.
He was getting like 100 yards a game. Like, combined yards, but...
Yeah.
What do you got over there? You got... What do you got?
Oh, no. Somebody was texting me something.
Oh,
yeah,
very professional, Chris.
Well, look, it be like that sometimes. Let me live.
So let's see. Montez Sweat's coming back.
Yes. Yes, he is.
They're going to activate him. Hasn't really practiced, played since when? What was that? Like a month ago? Month and a half ago?
Longer than that. It feels longer than that he's
because
playing.
Chase Young went down three weeks back.
Yeah, Chase went down. I think it was the week after Montez was actually deactivated.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's been out a while. He hasn't seen probably since like...
But it seems like once they all went down, their defense kind of got a little bit better out of nowhere.
Right.
Like it really snapped together, which was weird.
Yeah. Well, maybe with him coming in and everybody's playing well, like that might actually be
that
a tough
can keep
defense.
Yeah.
We'll see, though, against Philly.
Right. They're going to need it with Jalen Hurts if he's back.
Mm-hmm. They say that Lockett still does have a chance to play this weekend, but like he wanted to sit out last season because of the whole heart thing. He had like a pre-existing heart injury or whatever.
Yeah.
But DK Metcalf, Freddie Swain, DK Askridge, they all practiced today. Should be good to go on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's one of the games that got moved. Because literally, dude, the Rams had 25 players on COVID list.
Dude, that's like apparently tonight the Orlando Magic have like a fuck ton of players on the COVID list.
Damn.
Like it was almost to the point where it was like, can this game be canceled tonight? It might need to be canceled tonight.
Yeah, it probably should look into that.
Oh yeah, the NBA is not gonna pause though, because if they pause right now, they would literally be pausing right before the NBA Christmas slate.
Right,
and they're not giving that. Yeah. Especially you got 2 NFL games on that day too.
Oh, yeah. They might as well just shut it down then. Nobody's going to watch that. Like, it's fantasy fucking playoffs.
Yeah, like, come on now.
I love the fact that they're playing games on Christmas now.
Yeah.
They've done it, it seems like, the last, 2 years, right?
The last few years, yeah, they have. Yeah.
Bears have 7 or 8 players out, but it's all non-COVID. They're just sick.
Mm.
So that's the flu bug we were just talking about. Elijah Mitchell is not playing because of his knee, not the concussion. That he received in, what was that, last week?
I think so.
Or no, because he didn't play last week, so it was the week before that. Mm-hmm. And he sat last week because of the concussion, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyways, what's other big news? I don't want to go through all of this. They already said Swift is out. Lamar Jackson's not looking good.
He's not, yeah. It's looking like he's not going to play, which I know Baltimore feels like they still have a chance, but this is a lost year. It really is a lost year for them, unfortunately. Like,
yeah.
You tried to fight through it as much as you could. You gave it your best. You really did. And you don't want to quit on a season, but you're so banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to take that risk of banging yourself up more long-term?
Well, I mean, look at their record's really good, man.
Like, it is.
They've won games that they shouldn't have, and they're in a position to win the division still.
Yeah.
And didn't Cincy lose last week?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, they're in the driver's seat, man.
They are, but I don't trust Baltimore's last stretch of games, bro. Because Green Bay, so Green Bay this weekend. at Cincy.
They could win that.
The Rams. And then the Steelers can go either way. It should be an easy win, but, you know, they couldn't pull it off last time against the Steelers.
But that was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they lose to the Steelers. They lose Rams. They lose Green Bay. What was the other one?
The Bengals. So that's pretty much the Bengals next week will be in position like KC and LA was last night. Like, this game is literally four driver's seat of the division.
Well, since he's got to win this week.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think Baltimore could pull it off and win the division.
They could. It's just...
And it's not like they're not going to try.
No, they're going to try. They're going to try their best.
Right.
But, like, I wouldn't be mad if they just kind of, you know, were like, you know what? Let's chalk it up. We could shut Lamar down for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do that.
So, what's the big ones? Daryl Henderson, is he, like, legitimately hurt or is that COVID-related?
I'm not sure what it is, bro. I'm really not sure at this point.
Who's got him in our league? You do, right?
I do, yeah.
I know he's got COVID. Let's see. It just says illness, but it also says COVID-19. I don't know. Like, can't keep up, man.
It's so hard to keep up with those updates at the moment, man.
Right. And then who's another big running back? Fournette?
Yeah. He's questionable.
That's because of his ankle injury, right?
I think so. Michael Carter's supposed to be back this week.
Yeah, Michael Carter, I heard, is going to play.
Yeah, which worked out in my favor considering, you know, I don't have Henderson this week.
There's James Conner. Wasn't there something going on with him?
Yeah, him and Chase Edmonds actually were banged up, so they were questionable, but they said they should be good to go.
Okay. Yeah, they expect him to play this week.
Nah.
And then there was one other I was just looking at, too. Maybe I already said it, though. Damian Harris, he's out.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ramondre Stevenson season, baby. Let's go.
That kid's legit.
Cut, like, that out. Cut what I just did out of the
when
show.
That kid's legit. Like, even when I saw him in the preseason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I just said Ramondre Stevenson season. You got to cut that out.
Hey, man, go ahead.
When you do your editing stuff, which we don't edit this show.
Right, we don't edit. It's cool.
I guess we're going.
But, like, seeing him in the preseason, I was like, dude, if they didn't have fucking Damian Harris, he'd be a 1,000-yard rusher for him. And they're still trying to find ways every week, even with Harris in, to get him involved in the running game.
Like, yeah.
He's getting almost 40 a game.
Yeah, I mean, you could realistically say, like, he's going to be a stud running back going forward. Like, mm-hmm. Where do you think – let's try and play this game. So, for, say, somebody like him, where do you anticipate him going in the draft next year? I guess there's obviously different variables, yeah, right? Like, is Damian, like, Harris still there?
If Damian's still there, I'd say maybe sixth round? Maybe?
Okay. He was probably, like, going, what, ninth round this year?
Yeah. So, I could see him going up to the sixth at this point, even if Harris is – with Harris still there. If Harris isn't, I could see him going, like, third round at the latest.
So, here's where I'm at with it. I don't think Damian Harris outshines him next season. I don't think, like, Damian Harris is the stud guy next year. I think regardless if Harris is there, fucking Ramondre Stevenson's going to be, like, you're going to have to snag him in the second round.
Yeah.
Third round. Right there. Like where, what's his name? Who's a Ravens running back?
Dobbins.
Yeah, Jake. Like,
Dobbins, like, has that locked.
Right.
There's nothing that he could really do other than stink it up to lose that.
And right where he was at, I think, is where Ramondre Stevenson, you can expect to take him. But I think you're going to have to reach
Dobbins,
for
him. I mean, if we can be completely transparent with it, that's how Dobbins was his first year. Like, you know, the first year you look up,
mm-hmm.
oh, okay, you know, like, you know he's going to take over, but it's just, you know, when. And it was a little slow at first.
Yeah.
Because they were doing the committee backfield. But then when the injuries piled up and he became the guy, it was like, yeah, this fucker's going to be legit.
Yeah.
He's definitely somebody you can draft very early and not be mad at it.
Yep. I feel like Ramondre Stevenson's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, even who else was it? Was it Aaron Jones? It was like that, right?
Yep. I think A.J. Dillon is another that's kind of becoming like that.
Yeah, but Aaron Jones is too much of a stud for, like, A.J. Dillon to be.
But if Green Bay does decide to possibly, because how many years does Aaron have left on his?
I think, like, two. Oh. Okay. Weren't they supposed to, like, try and sign him this year?
I think so.
Man, why is this dog down here?
I know Devontae is available.
Yeah, him and Rodgers.
Yeah.
Hang on one sec.
I thought you did.
So Chris thought, We're back anyways.
All right, we're back.
Chris thought we've been recording for the last, like, what, minute or so?
Yeah, you know, just...
I forget what we were even talking about before this.
Yeah.
Where were we?
It was something football related, and then, I don't know, but I'm just geeking over the game last night.
Oh, I think it had to do with, like, draft picks next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I do want to circle back to that and see where you got Javonte Williams, but go ahead.
Oh, he's going fucking probably top five next year, I think.
Agree.
Yeah, that kid's going to be a monster.
Right, but... All right, I guess we got that out of the way. So go ahead, Chris. You were talking about yesterday's game.
Yeah, like the Chargers are the legit threat to Kansas City. Like they're that one legit threat in AFC West. But the Chargers every year, the wheels fall off in a typical Chargers way where they either get too aggressive in a game and it kills them like it was yesterday, mm-hmm. or also like what happened yesterday, they just break down on defense. Like, Travis Kelce tore them to shreds.
Yeah.
And it a lot of those runs, I'm like, you should have caught him a few times before this.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have gotten this far down.
Right.
But, like, I'm glad the Chiefs won, but shit.
I mean, it was a great game to watch, honestly.
It was. And that fourth quarter was just fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that was crazy. I mean, like I had mentioned, I thought we were just bullshitting. Yeah, anyways.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, if L.A. kicks any one of those, like, three field goals that they probably should have and just taken the points, they win that game.
They won, yeah.
Like,
they wouldn't
outright
have been
in the fourth quarter. Yeah. So, I don't know. It was an exciting game to watch. Like, there was definitely some huge scares. Like, I thought Mike Williams died on the field,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Like, they're carrying him out on the stretcher, and then, like, I look over in the second half, and he's
just
catching balls downfield,
yep.
And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I thought this guy was, like, wasn't he the one that was, like, Austin,
no, that's the other guy, Parham. Parham, yeah, Parham, actually, they said he should be getting out of the hospital today.
Oh, I thought that was Mike Williams.
No, it was, I think Daniel or Darnold Palmham,
mm-hmm.
Parham, yeah, he...
Okay, so I wasn't tripping, so yeah. I didn't have the sound
on. No, because Mike Williams did actually go down. Like, he did seem like he caught a concussion at one point. They had him in a blue tent.
Okay, so he wasn't the guy in the stretcher.
No,
so
he wasn't
I was
on the
like
stretcher, yeah.
Multitasking while watching the game. I didn't have the sound on either, and I just looked over. I'm like, "Oh, dude, Mike Williams just died on the field."
Yeah, like the guy's okay though. They're like, he's good. It's no problem. You know, like he'll be fine.
I mean, he had Austin Kali hands like laying on the fucking stretcher, dude.
Yeah. Like it was very scary.
And then Keenan Allen had an injury, and then it was just like, "Whoa, dude! Like Charger season's about to be over." And then they're lighting it up in the fourth quarter. Like, holy
and it's like,
shit. Yeah, that was a crazy game, though. So, I mean, that pretty much solidifies KC is like they're back on track for sure.
I mean, if Indy can somehow knock off New England, KC's first place in the AFC. Technically, they are now, but, you know, with them and New England both being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Indy could, honestly.
They like, honestly could.
Indy's
they're
a
at
good
home.
Team, man. And they've played so many good teams well.
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying it's one of. As much as I wanted to say all week New England's winning that game,
mm-hmm.
me also needing them to lose is like, okay, they are beatable here. Indy is not that much of a slouch of a team. However, the problem with Indy is they will shoot themselves in the foot, and instead of flowing the offense through Jonathan Taylor, flow it through Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they fuck up too much. Hopefully they do not do that against New England, because if they do, they're fucked.
Yeah. No, I really think Indy's got a shot to actually win.
Yeah.
That's a Saturday night game too, right?
Yeah, Saturday night, yep.
I wonder if New England's even favored in that game.
They're not.
They're not?
No, they're not. I think Indy was like a 1.5-point favorite.
Let's see.
If I'm not mistaken. Oh, I'm pulling it up now.
Indy is -2.5.
So it's up to
-138 money line.
Yep. Like it's close. It's very close, but yeah, New England's definitely the dogs.
Man, if that was 3, I'd take those points with New England.
I think it was 3 at one point this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would take that. I don't know. It just seems like a tough game for New England. They've been way too hot. Like they're bound to lose one.
Which is that one that they need to lose because Bill is gonna be like, hey, this is where we fucked up.
Yep.
Get it together.
Yeah.
And then they just go lights out.
Go on a Super Bowl run.
Yeah.
Excuse me. What other games we got? We got the Bills at Panthers. I heard some murmurs about old Sam Darnold's creeping back in there.
Yeah, but he's not activated this week. They're going to have only 2 QBs because Matt Barkley apparently tested positive for COVID.
Oh, yeah. Wait, they brought on the Matt Barkley?
Yep, Matt Barkley.
Like the USC Matt Barkley?
Yep, that Matt
Barkley. Isn't he a lefty?
I think so.
He is.
Like, he was supposed to be their third stringer. He's on the COVID list, so they are working with an emergency backup just in case something happens to both Cam and PJ.
Why on earth would they bring in Matt Barkley? Has he ever even completed an NFL pass?
I think so, because I think he got like a start or two in Philly, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but did he complete a pass in those games? Yeah, like, yeah, that dude was fucking horrible.
Yeah. I had hope for him at USC.
Where did he get drafted?
I think third round, if I'm not mistaken.
No, by what team? Was it the Giants?
I think it was the Eagles.
Oh, it was the Eagles. Yeah. You're right.
Because I forgot that was, like, that was the Chip Kelly team. Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it might have been the year after.
No, he was there when Chip was there, I recall. So it was either the year of or the year before.
Yeah, didn't they have Vic, Cobb, and Barkley? Or was it the Foles?
They had Vince Young.
They had Foles,
and
too.
And Vince Young called them the Dream Team. And it just fucking... Whew. Yeah. Yeah.
Man, Vince Young, I thought he was going to be a lot better than he was, and he showed flashes of it in the league, too.
In my honest opinion, people always talk about players that were blackballed. In my honest opinion, Vince Young was blackballed by the NFL.
Well, think about who his coach was. Jeff Fisher. Yeah. Like, what good NFL quarterbacks outside of Kurt Warner has he ever had?
Exactly. And Vince...
Let me rephrase. Did he produce?
Yeah. Because Vince was still legit, bro. Like... Vince was a winning quarterback year in and year out. You know, like, he actually would keep a somewhat good record.
Yeah.
He'd win you games.
Right.
He was a Pro Bowler. And like, then out of nowhere, Tennessee decides we're moving on from him. Nobody wants him except the Packers as a backup. And then he goes to Philly to be a backup again. And it's like, why is this guy not starting? He can start on a team and win you games.
Right. Like, could you imagine?
And they never gave him a solid one receiver.
No, like, could you imagine him, like, think about even, like, a Tampa Bay Buccaneers team with Vincent Jackson on it and Mike Williams, you know, like, the players that they had at that time.
Vince would have killed with that.
And just the gunslinger mentality that they had, or anybody, like, put him on the Packers, like, with...
Yeah.
Who's the tall white? Jordy Nelson?
Yeah, Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, Cobb, like, and every, like, dude, that
Vince
he would have been...
Vince got fucking shafted through his whole NFL career, man, because it's like... Why aren't you giving him anything that he can throw to? Well, we got this one guy. Yeah, he's fucking trash.
Yeah,
give him
time,
weapons.
By the time he got to Philly, his old development was killed. Yeah.
And, I mean, he was basically just backing up Vic at that point. Right. So it's like, bro, you don't expect him to do shit.
Yep. Not sure how we got on that topic. I think what we're going to do...
We're
going to close the show out with some trivia. All because, right. That Matt Barkley trying to figure out where he got drafted.
Yeah.
It always does just kind of lead you down a rabbit hole.
It does.
So, anyways, moving along here. Jets at Dolphins.
Miami going to beat the brakes off of them.
They are -9.5.
Miami going to beat the brakes off of them. That defense has been too fucking scary lately.
Mm-hmm.
It has. And the Jets offense is the Jets offense.
Yeah. Who's even playing quarterback for them right now? Are they back to Wilson?
Yeah, it is Zach still.
Okay.
Yep, which is technically making their offense worse.
You're not scared of Michael Carter coming back? 70-degree weather in Miami?
I need him to go off, but, you know, it's... I just don't see
it. What is the weather like in Miami right now?
Well, it's been weird across the country, because, you know, the other day when it was like 50 early in the morning? It was like 30. I think it was like Wednesday. It was like 30 in Arizona that same morning.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this? Global warming is definitely killing us.
Well, wasn't it like 60 degrees here yesterday?
Yeah, yep, it was. Yeah. Windy as shit, too. My car was swaying so much yesterday, I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, dude, those winds were no joke. It literally sounded like somebody had like an industrial fan like outside of my house.
Like, I was just sitting there, I'm like, I'm not even paranoid about driving in the wind, but that shit had me sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, but... I agree, though. Miami's going to just beat the brakes off of the Jets.
Yeah.
Cowboys-Giants. This is a game I'm more than interested in watching because I have Dak and CeeDee Lamb on my fantasy team, and I feel like they have something to prove.
They have to, yeah.
Dak has been getting shit on last, like, since he pretty much got the ankle injury or knee injury, whatever the hell happened to him. Ever since he's been back, he hasn't done shit. Like, let's be fair.
Yeah.
like the offense has been stagnant. Mm-hmm. The one Thursday night game or Sunday night game, whatever the hell it was, like they had the one run from Tony Pollard.
Yeah, that was basically it.
Other than that, it's like, oh, okay, CeeDee Lamb, another 10-yard across the middle.
Right, and then a
punt.
Drop. Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, Cowboys got to get it together. You know, they're basically in playoff mode. They're trying to win home field advantage. Like, they're not going to, at least number one seed. You know, Tampa Bay, I feel like, is going to win out and lock that up.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Cowboys got something to prove. I think it starts here.
Mm.
Do you like a minus 10.5?
I don't think so.
I'd take it minus 14. I'd take it minus 15, 20, honestly. I feel like Cowboys are going to beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah. Oh, wait. I mixed it up. I'm thinking backwards. I was thinking plus. I'm like, no, because I literally said before we got on here, yeah, whatever the highest
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
I'm definitely taking that shit for Dallas.
I should have checked it there. Yeah, you said that.
I literally live, the last time they played, live bet Dallas at like plus fucking 25 points.
Right.
And cleaned up. Like, right. Okay.
Like, they're in this time. They don't even have Daniel Jones, bro. Like,
they've got the neck.
The defense is playing unreal. Like, Dax, granted, it's in New York.
But still.
But it's Sunday at 1 o'clock. Yeah. You know, like.
Let's see. If I take the Cowboys minus 36.5 and I put 10 bucks on that, that's $110 coming my way.
36.5. That's so that. Now you're getting in crazy territory.
Look.
I think like 27 or 26 would be like a fair, like, okay, I could take that. And that's pregame.
Yeah.
Who knows? Saquon's back. He runs it down their throat. You know, that ain't going to happen, though. Micah Parsons playing crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Their corners are lights down, just completely shut down. Like, that team is good right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Dak's got to get it together.
They have to. Because he's just playing.
Well, here's
so
why
fucking.
I believe in it, man. Both running backs are banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Zeke and Pollard. Like, Pollard,
yeah, Pollard may not
decision.
Even play.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they need Dak to come step it up and show, like, hey, man, I'm going to lead us through the playoffs here.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, Pittsburgh.
I'm taking Tennessee. Even banged up Tennessee. Just,
yeah.
Nah.
I'm surprised. Well, I guess they all have, like, immunity.
What?
Like, every Tennessee player's had COVID.
Yeah, like, somehow,
so they're good.
Because they were fucked last year. It
and
was like,
this
bro,
year.
Yeah.
Didn't they miss a bunch of players this year?
No, they were just hurt this year with injuries. Like, it was legit injuries that was fucking them this year.
Oh, they didn't have any.
Yeah, because, like, Bud Dupree, I think, is just coming back.
Yeah.
They just got Julio back. Mm-hmm. I think AJ may be coming back soon. They're
he
still,
might be back next week.
They're still saying they expect Derrick Henry to possibly be able to come back for a playoff push. But I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, they've got the record, dude. Like, if Tennessee wins this week, what's the rest of their schedule look like? Let's see. Because, like, Tennessee, what's their record right now? I know they're winning the division.
Hmm.
Why is it so hard to find a goddamn their record?
They are winning their division, but I feel like that division is going to get stolen by
Indy.
Indy, yeah. I think Indy's going to come back and steal that from them.
Okay. Well, the Titans are 9-4. Indy is 7-6. If the Titans win this week, which I feel like they've got a legitimate shot, although Pittsburgh's playing better.
They are.
Ben's
actually looking somewhat legit. I'll give him that.
Yep. They had the bye, then they played Jacksonville, completely blew them out. It was 20-0. Urban Meyer got fired over it, pretty much.
Yep, he did. Well, that and, you know, kicking Josh Lambeau.
Yeah. That's just a funny story, but yeah, they've got Pittsburgh, then they got San Francisco, who San Francisco's playing some of the best ball. I've called them frauds.
They're legit.
I take it back, dude. San Fran's playing as tough as anybody right now.
Deebo Samuel is literally Cordarrelle Patterson of the West Coast over the last, like, few games.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, all right, give, because it was, like, a two-game stretch where he had, like, damn near 400 yards.
He's better than Cordarrelle Patterson.
But he only had, like, two catches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
he is better than Cordarrelle.
He's better than Cordarrelle.
Yeah. Like, Deebo is a fucking monster.
Yeah.
And it's just scary, too, because, like, what makes that scary for them is that you have Deebo, and you have Ayuk, who's basically baby Deebo.
Right.
And Ayuk's finally starting to get into a groove. And it's like, okay, you try to neutralize this guy. You got the exact clone right here able to do you the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's how do you stop that?
Right. I mean, Garoppolo's thrown 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, yeah, like every week, it seems like.
Yep.
Kittle's getting 160, 120, whatever. He's doing whatever he wants out there.
Yeah.
You know, multiple touchdowns. Like, San Francisco's scary, dude, and their defense is always good, mm-hmm, you know? So it's that I don't see Tennessee. It's in Tennessee, and it's a Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, or I don't know, man. Tennessee wins those games.
They do.
Like, they play good teams really well.
They really do, yeah. They step up to the challenge.
They do. And then they'll fuck around and lose to Miami.
Yep. Like, they lost to the Jets at home. Like, you lost to the Jets.
Who else did they lose? Oh, that was the one. Jets. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the Texans? Didn't they?
Yeah, they... No, that was Buffalo that lost to the Texans 6-9. Ugliest game.
No, bro. The Texans have 2 wins on the season.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think
Jackson, they beat Tennessee, bro.
They won week 1.
Who?
Houston did.
Yeah, but then they just won recently. I'm pretty sure it was Tennessee.
Yeah, their other win was against Miami. I mean, not Miami, Buffalo. They beat Buffalo 6-9. Or was that fucking...
Let's see. No, they lost to Buffalo 40-0.
Oh, no, that was Jacksonville that beat them 6-9.
Yeah, they beat Tennessee 22-13.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Tennessee plays really good teams really well, and then they do dumb shit like that.
And then also, you know, like, they had that game where they almost gave it to the Saints. Like, they were winning by a margin, and then the Saints made it very interesting and pretty much was, like, about to take the game away.
Yeah, if they don't get away with that offensive pass interference, they lose that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, they handled business against Jacksonville. Maybe they're already in playoff mode. I don't know because, mm-hmm, like, I only see one loss on their record going forward, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're talking what would that be, 14-5 team? Or 13-5 team?
Yeah, at that point.
If they do what they're supposed to, yeah. I mean, Tennessee could be dangerous.
They could, but I just, with them not being healthy, I just don't trust them.
I mean, if it were me,
mm-hmm,
and you've got New England with a rookie quarterback,
yeah,
you've seen what KC can and can't do. They beat the fucking dog shit out of KC earlier this year.
They did.
Like, I would bring back Henry.
Yeah.
Like, if we had...
I mean, you would have to.
Yeah. If they make the playoffs, like, a home field, like, I would bring him back.
Like, you absolutely have to at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why you would, unless it's, like, it's a very high risk that he would actually, you know, further damage his foot to, like, it will alter his career. You would have to bring him back.
Yeah. If Tennessee gets everybody back, like, they're going to get A.J. Brown back right in time,
mm-hmm,
and let him get a couple of games under his belt, and then he's going to be in playoff mode. Tannehill's settled into that offense real, yeah, you know, real good. If they can get healthy, dude, Tennessee might be a team to look at as far as coming out of the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, moving along, the game of the week, really,
mm-hmm,
Texans-Jaguars.
So beautiful. Such a beautiful game. The booty bowl.
The neck versus I don't even know who the Jaguars have anymore.
They still got Trevor. Oh, wait. Jags are probably taking that, actually. They going to be happy they free from Urban Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Trevor going to show out. Fucking James Robinson about to be unleashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're basically sitting. They already said Carlos Hyde's out.
Mm-hmm. And they even said, like, yeah, he's our running back one. So he's going to play accordingly as a running back one.
Yep.
And it's like, well, he about to fuck somebody day up.
Dude, I know we said before the show that, mm-hmm, we're just staying away from NFL bets.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might cook up a little parlay here.
Look, I keep thinking about it, but I'm like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait until Sunday because I can't run that risk. You know, I got it locked in and then, oh, the starting quarterback's out with COVID. Fuck.
I don't know, man. I might run up one of those, like, 12-team bets,
mm-hmm,
like, that you see on, like, DraftKings Twitter page. They're like, oh, this guy's
wild as fuck.
Should he sell or should he cash out? Because, I mean, there's a bunch of games like that. Like, you could legitimately take Buffalo. You could take Miami. You could take Dallas. You could take Jacksonville.
That's really how I feel. You could take Arizona.
Arizona.
I wouldn't take Arizona on the spread, though, because the Lions like to be fucky with the spread.
Right, yeah.
Like, isn't it like an 11 or 12 point spread?
12 and a half, it says.
So the Lions can cover that somehow on some fluke shit late.
Actually, bro, I don't
being know. Down the weapons they are, like, I could see them still somehow, some way, on a fluke, just making it close at the end.
I feel like this is one of those games where they lose by 30.
They should. They absolutely should.
Yeah, like the Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. Who else was it?
Philly.
Eagles. Yeah, I feel like this is one of those games.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can take Arizona. Not really much else to talk about in that game, right?
I mean, nah.
Lions have basically shut down everybody. They're gearing up for a first round pick.
Pretty much.
First overall
pick.
You
can fire up Christian Kirk at this point. You can fire up AJ Brown because, you know, Nuke is out.
Yeah. Zach Hurts, I heard, was questionable to play, but I mean, I would still play him if he was on my team.
Yeah.
Atlanta at San Francisco. San Francisco's another, I think, lock.
Yeah, they are. It's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And that offense is just god awful. Like
Atlanta's offense?
Yeah, like it keeps looking bad in so many games lately. Like they were somewhat decent last week, but
yeah, I was gonna say because Mike Davis actually had a game, didn't he?
He did finally. Like he finally fucking shows up.
Right. And then Kyle Pitts, I have him on my team. What did he do? He had 5 catches for 61 yards.
Yeah, like he was okay.
I didn't watch the game, so I didn't.
But
really
like, I had started him last week because I had to because, you know, fucking Waller was out. But yeah, he got me 11 points. So it's like, okay, that's serviceable. Like, you can get way worse from a tight end easily. Because, like, I've been running Jared Cook for most of the season in one league, and it's like, he either gets you 10 or he'll get you 2.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get an in between for him.
Right. That's why it's so important to lock up a tight end, man, mm-hmm. early. I think you can easily take San Francisco in that game.
Yeah.
For some reason, what is the deal? What's going on in Cincinnati? They're plus 2.5 at Denver.
I'm guessing they're still playing with that, you know, concept of Burrow's injury with his finger.
Oh, he does have that going on, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't look too bad last week.
Right.
The fucker was slinging. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's possible, you know, that Denver air that they're factoring in this time of year, too. Denver's defense is actually pretty good when it's not playing Kansas City.
Yeah. I mean, dude, give me Cincy in that game.
Yeah, easily. I feel the same way.
Yeah, give me Cincy in that all day. They're minus 2.5.
Yep.
That's crazy to me.
What's their odds as underdogs?
Plus 130.
Yeah, I might fire that up.
Yeah, I would take money line on that easy. And then Green Bay at Baltimore. I mean, with Lamar Jackson's not going to play.
Yeah. And even if he did, that ankle banged up was Darius Smith and Green Bay's defense playing the way it's been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Dangerous.
Yep. I think the Packers are a lock.
Even though, you know, the backup came in last week and looked pretty good in relief. He got it together in the second half and made it a game late against Cleveland. But, nah.
He's not bad, man.
He's not bad at all. He's actually pretty good.
Yeah. And obviously this is, like, legitimately the perfect system for him.
Yeah. Because it's, you know, built for a mobile quarterback.
Right.
And I love that Harbaugh, you know, really factors that in. Like, yo, I have a mobile quarterback. My backup has to be a mobile quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last thing you want is completely shift your offense around. Because of the fact that this guy can't run the plays.
Yeah. But, I mean, he actually had to throw a lot.
Yeah, he did.
And they almost fucked around and beat Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland tried to lose that game several times.
Right. Wasn't it? What did it come down to? Another two-point conversion or something? They lost by 2, didn't they?
Yeah, I think it was a two-point conversion that came up short.
Something. What was that? That's 2 weeks in a row then.
Yeah.
Or didn't? Wasn't there a pick at the end of the game? Like I thought I remember. Or didn't Cleveland like? Because they didn't throw one.
They got the
Hooper.
Onside. Because I text you like, yo, they got the onside kick.
Right.
These fuckers are gonna do it. And then they, because he got sacked I think twice. And then did he throw a pick or did it end up
something? I don't know. But it was a close game regardless.
It was very close. Yeah.
Saints at Bucks. Another lock, dude. I think you can just run Tampa Bay. I know what you're going to say.
I really want to say Tampa. However, I don't know. And even with Sean Payton not coaching, it's just like somehow they live rent-free in their head.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't touch the spread.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you could take Tampa.
They're It'll minus, be a good game.
They're minus 560. I think you can take the Saints with the spread, actually.
Mm. Probably so, yeah. Kamara's flowing. Taysom Hill's actually Ingram's looking back. Decent. Yeah.
Granted, they don't have anybody to throw to, but they're right, all but, wheels, man. They're like the Ravens.
Yep. That three-headed monster.
Yeah. Still, Bucks.
Because I'm firing up Taysom Hill as a quarterback this week.
I mean, he's literally like Jalen Hurts. Like, he could play as bad as he wants and still put up good fantasy numbers. Yep.
He did fuck me last week because I did take Kamara to get three touchdowns, and Taysom Hill rushed in too, and I was like, you bastard.
I told you that was going to happen, man. Mm-hmm. I said it like right when the Jameis Winston injury happened. I'm like, dude, this is the perfect time. Cause especially after the game that Kamara had after that with who was the other backup? Oh, who's the backup?
Because other than Ingram, you've got
No, the backup quarterback.
Oh, Simeon.
Yeah, Trevor Simeon, yeah. Like right after that game with Winston, like Kamara played great.
Yeah.
Blew up, had like 30 fantasy points.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is you're going to get the biggest haul for Kamara now. Mm-hmm. And you need to because Taysom Hill, once he comes back, he's going to vulture those touchdowns.
Yeah. And I mean, he did produce last week. Don't get me wrong. He got me like 20 or so last week, Kamara did.
Yeah. But that, it could have been a 40 ball.
Yeah. It could have been a 40 ball easily. Yeah.
I'm sticking to it. Tampa Bay, easy fire up.
All right. I'm not really arguing you on that one because it sounds crazy to say that Tampa can't win that one.
Right.
However, it's just you get why I'm kind of, pessimistic.
Yeah, I watched the last game. Yep. Trust me.
Well, the last three. Shit.
Right. Who else we got? Raiders, Browns. Taking the Raiders. The Browns are favorited.
Unless Cleveland actually does end up, with Case Keenum back, I'm taking the Raiders too. Even though the Raiders are god-awful, bro, you only have third quarterback as the Browns.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to run the wheels off of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. And, Kareem Hunt's got COVID.
Oh, yeah.
They just added him today. Plus, he was already banged up with the knee thing.
Yeah.
D'Ernest Johnson, he eats teams like this.
Yeah.
Like, even if they decide to give Chubb a break this week, which they won't, but if, like, with D'Ernest Johnson spelling him,
yep.
Like, I feel like D'Ernest Johnson's going to break a couple of big ones.
He could.
Actually, I'm not going to take that bet. Mm. Just, I don't even care how incompetent Cleveland is. I can't trust the Raiders.
It's hard to.
Yeah. Vikings, Bears. Vikings are favored by a lot.
Kirk Cousins is apparently, I think, 1-7 in Monday night games lately.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go Bears.
My bad.
You good. Even though they fucked me last week on that, little parlay.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so close and so perfect, bro.
Right. I'm not touching it, though.
That's
like,
fair.
I was going to say I'm going Vikings, but I'm not touching it. Like, the Bears could easily come in and win this game.
Yeah.
Because it's in Chicago, too, right?
I think it, yep.
Yeah, it is. It's in Chicago. Not touching it. I will, however, take Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Minus 400.
Man.
And I'm actually, my team, what is it, Tuesday Night Football?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not messing with the Rams this week.
Nah, it's because with the COVID issues, I don't blame you.
Because
Von Miller's
COVID.
On the list.
Yeah, the whole team is. Dude. Yeah, it's literally like 20. It's like 26 players now.
Yeah.
So what I've put together is a 10-team parlay. What I think is locks. It's plus 1,500. I'm firing that up, dude.
Put it in the chat because I think I might end up tailing that low key.
$15 puts it at about 230.
Damn.
I'm firing that up. All right. There we go.
Sweet.
That's the podcast bet for the week. You better hope you hear this before Saturday's first games.
Right.
So where are we at? We got 15 minutes, 60 minutes.
Okay.
So I wanted to do some football fantasy, or not fantasy football. Uh-oh. My headset went out.
Okay. You broke it.
I'm back. Wanted to fire up some NFL quizzes. Let's test Chris's knowledge. So do me a favor. Find a quiz page. Fire up. We're going to go back to back. We're going to trade here.
All right. Hold up.
What?
It's totally fake, but it's fucking hilarious.
Ben Roethlisberger on touchdown celebration. I spike drinks, not footballs. All right. So, I don't even know which one I'm going to use. Let me just read the first like couple and see. All right, Chris, name this logo. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Is that the Packers?
This is stupid, man. It's all like, what does the NFL stand for?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But I found something that actually might be legit.
Okay. Well, fire away if you got one.
All right. How many times have the Dallas Cowgirls been to the Super Bowl?
Ooh, that's tough. Is it multiple choice?
Nah.
Been to the Super Bowl. My guess is like 9.
5.
Really?
Yep. Because remember, their early days and then the 90s run, and they haven't done shit since. Like, yeah. The Cowboys go a nice little phase of not doing much, and then it's like, okay, we're right back.
Okay, this one says, can you pass the heart? Nope, says the hardest NFL quiz ever made, but that's not
what
right.
Was the New York Jets' original name?
Oh. I don't know.
The Titans.
What am I thinking of? Oh, I'm thinking of the Whalers. Like
the Hartford Whalers. Okay, yeah.
I was thinking of like something weird. Okay, here we go. How about this? I got something for you. In 2019, Lamar Jackson became the second player in NFL history to be named as the unanimous MVP. Who was the first? It's either Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or Marshall Faulk.
Tom Brady.
I think that's right, too.
Yeah.
Yep, correct. Did you find a good one yet? This one's got a like back to back to back.
Okay. Robert Griffin III is best known for doing what in 2012?
Probably the completed pass where he like broke his ankle, was like face down.
Holding a passer rating of 102.4.
Yeah. That's subjective though. That's not an actual like quiz.
No. It's
when he went
here.
Face down in the dirt and completed that bomb to win the game, tell me that's not way bigger than the passer rating on the season.
That's
dude. True.
Ooh, okay. This is a good one. What Motown singer tried out for the Detroit Lions in 1970?
I don't know. Smokey Robinson.
Marvin Gaye.
Really?
Apparently he tried out with Charlie Sanders.
How big was he?
Marvin Gaye was actually a decent sized dude.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, like, I was like, ooh, interesting. Let me do this one.
Okay, so Marvin Gaye, he was 6'1".
Huh? How much and back weigh? Then, 6'1 was pretty big.
Right. Well, this one's saying he's 6'5", or 6'6". I don't see anything about weight.
Mm.
He's worth $1.5 million. Which was also a lot of money back in 1970.
Oh, yeah, a ton of money.
Right. Anywho. All right, moving along on this quiz. I found this one on prosportsquiz.com.
All right.
But you can't pick the same one. Anyways,
okay.
In 2000, or maybe you can. We'll just go back to back on this one because it's got a bunch of good questions on it.
All right.
So in 2000, who became the first team to make 4 first-round picks in the same NFL draft? The Browns, the Jets, the Buccaneers, or Washington Redskins?
You say what year?
In 2000. I think I know the answer to this, but I don't know. I'm between two.
I'm going to say Browns.
That's what I was thinking, but I think it might be the Jets.
It could be, but I'm going to stick with Browns.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It was Jets?
Damn. All right, I got one. Which NFL franchise began playing its home games at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in 1982?
Wait, say it again. Which NFL
franchise began playing its home games at the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome?
Is it multiple choice?
Yep. The Cincinnati Bengals, Indianapolis Colts, Minnesota Vikings, and Seattle Seahawks.
Minnesota.
Yep. There we go. You know our stadium history.
Yeah. Jamarcus Russell went first overall in the 2007 NFL draft. Who was the second pick?
Fuck, I forgot.
Calvin, Joe Thomas, Reggie Bush. Calvin. Or Adrian, yeah.
Yeah, Calvin, yeah. Yep.
That's kind of easy for us.
I was like, wait, it's multiple choice. Okay.
Yeah. All right. What you got?
All right. This franchise is played in Cleveland, Los Angeles, and St. Louis. Which team is this?
Cleveland, Los Angeles, St. Louis. I don't think that it wasn't the Browns. Was it the Rams?
Yep.
They were Cleveland?
Yep, apparently so.
When?
They began in Cleveland in 1937.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting here thinking, like, I know it wasn't the Browns.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking the Ravens or the Colts.
Yeah.
Because they were, I don't know. Anyways, shocking about the Rams being in 37.
I was like, really? In Cleveland? Okay. Yeah. I was like, plus you're a Rams fan. Why not serve that one up to you
I guess, yeah. Which year did the Houston Texans play their first season in the NFL? 2000, 2001, 02, or 03?
I think it's 03.
I think it's the year before that. Because David Carr got drafted. Yeah, I remember playing with them in Madden. I think it was 02. It was 02.
Okay. Yeah, because I got it slightly mixed up because I remember they were on Madden for like a year or two before. It's just an expansion team with generic players.
No, because 02 was Culpepper. They weren't on that game. They were on.
I thought they were because EA were putting, like, that was at that era where team leagues were expanding and EA was putting in the teams early, but they just didn't have players on them because they didn't technically draft players for that team just yet. Because they did it for the Texans and Madden for at least a year, I believe. And then they did it in a live, they did it with the Bobcats. They had them on there a year before they even existed.
No, I think you're thinking about 03, man. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure. Because 03 was the one with Marshall Faulk, right?
Yeah, okay.
Who was 04? Both. Vic?
Yeah, 04 was Vic, yeah.
I remember using the Texans, and I thought it was the first time, and it was in 03. Because the 02 game, it was fun, but it wasn't as good. 03 is when they really started to get into it.
Actually, hold on. I can look it up now.
Chris is fact-checking me. That's the only reason why I would guess 02 is because...
Yep, it was 02. That was the first Madden game with them, 02.
They were on 02?
Yep, they were on 02. And, yep, because it says, although they did not begin play for another year after the game's debut. Because, basically, I guess they knew at that point, like, yo, this team's coming. We got a logo and a jersey. Slap them in there. Fuck it.
Okay, so I was right just based off of the wrong reasoning.
Yeah. It's cool, though. It's cool. Plus, you know how Madden does. Oh, we're playing the next year's, number on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I did start playing Madden heavily in like 2002.
Yeah.
Like or the Dante Culpepper.
Yeah. That's about
fair. Who was 01? Was it Eddie George? Or no,
I think Eddie George was 2000. Cuz it was, I think that was supposed to have been Barry. And then since Barry retired, they pulled it and put Eddie on there, I think.
Yeah. That fucking dog down here.
Yeah.
Anyways, who won the Super Bowl MVP award when the Pittsburgh Steelers won it in 09? Was it Roethlisberger, Hines Ward, Heath Miller, or Santonio Holmes?
Santonio Holmes. Yeah. After the AFL-NFL merger, which of the following AFC teams did the 1971 Buffalo Bills beat on their only win of that season? San Diego Chargers, Houston Oilers, Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots.
To be fair, I don't know. I'm going to lobby up the Patriots.
There we go. Yeah.
Is it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris is going fucking deep. I don't know shit.
All right, I'm
going
to keep it more recent.
Pre-1990.
I'm going to keep it more recent then. All right, here's one.
Okay.
The 08 Indianapolis Colts franchise joined the NFL in 1953 under which name?
The Baltimore Colts.
Yep. Yeah. See, that was an easy one. Serve that one right up.
Yeah, but that was also like history.
But it's
here,
an easy
I'm
one.
Getting your ass back. Which All team right. won the first ever Super Bowl in 67?
Wasn't it Chiefs?
Nah. Well, Cowboys, Chiefs, Packers, Bills. You already know it's not because I know this answer.
Packers?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think. Yeah, it was Packers.
I thought it was Chiefs. No, they won two. Yeah, it was two.
Mm.
Yeah. Let's see.
in 2013, which quarterback broke a record after throwing a pick six in four straight games?
Jameis Winston.
Well, hang on. Here are the choices. Was it Matt Schaub, Eli Manning, Jay Cutler, or John Kitna? All were just great, great defense throwing machines.
I'm going to say Cutler.
I'm between two. I don't think it was Cutler.
Okay.
I think it was either Matt Schaub or Eli Manning.
I had a feeling he was going to lean Eli.
I don't think Eli threw a pick six in four straight, though. I think it's Matt
I could
Schaub.
See Eli doing it, though.
Although Kitna
shit.
Might have done some shit like that, too. Where was he at in 2013? Was it Dallas?
I think he was in Dallas at that time.
It could be
because it was after he was here.
I don't think it was Eli, and I don't think it was Jay Cutler. Mm. It's either Matt Schaub or John Kitna. I'm guessing Schaub, but I could be wrong. It's Schaub.
Okay.
Who finished a career with more rushing yards, Eric Dickerson or Marshall Faulk?
Marshall.
With more rushing yards. Doesn't Eric Dickerson lead the history of rushing yards?
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it was Dickerson.
Okay. This 2000 team rostered the likes of Thurman Thomas, Damon Heward, Leslie Shepard, Jay Fielder, OJ McDuffie. Which AFC team is this?
Wait, say it again.
2000 team rostered the likes of Thurman Thomas, Damon Heward, Leslie Shepard, Jay Fielder, and OJ McDuffie.
Man, Jay Fielder played everywhere. Thurman Thomas, though.
The choices are the Cleveland Browns, Buffalo Bills, Oakland Raiders, and Miami Dolphins.
Bills.
Dolphins.
Really?
Yep. Fielder That's was on the Dolphins thinking. Forever. Yeah. I thought Jay Fielder was going to be the one that made it click for you to
it did.
Realize
it was. I
was
thinking it was Jay Fielder.
Yep. But Thurman Thomas threw you off because Thurman Thomas is known for playing as a fucking Buffalo
right.
Bill for so long. Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had no idea it went to Miami.
Yep.
Okay, here's one. Who won the Super Bowl MVP award when the Green Bay Packers won it in 97? Was it Favre, Desmond Howard, Antonio Freeman, or Andre Rison?
Favre.
Nope, it was Desmond Howard.
Oh, damn.
I would have guessed Favre, too.
Yeah.
What number was Jim Brown for the Browns?
Shit.
12, 22, 32, 42.
22?
That's what I was thinking, too, but it's 32.
32? Yeah. Shit.
It always seems like when you watch those like old films that he's 22.
Yeah.
True or false, Emmitt Smith was a top 10 pick in the 1990 NFL draft.
True.
False.
Oh, shit.
There's no way they were drafting a running back early in that time, right?
Barry.
Yeah, but didn't he like shatter everything and like was cleared way better than everybody?
I thought Emmitt was like that coming out as well. I'm not sure.
What team won the most Super Bowls in the 1970s? Cowboys, Steelers, Dolphins, Redskins.
Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was either them or the Cowboys.
Yeah. But we learned earlier that the Cowboys only have five.
Right. So, you know. Ooh.
What you got?
Wide receivers Lance Allworth and Charlie Joyner, defensive end Fred Dean, offensive lineman Ron Mix, and tight end Kellen Winslow are all NFL Hall of Fame players who played for which franchise?
I don't know these names.
You know, Kellen Winslow?
Oh, for the Browns. Or wait, where did he play? Wasn't it the Browns? That was his kid.
Yeah, it was kid.
Where the fuck did his dad? Was it Steelers?
Options are Packers, Dolphins, Chargers, and Browns.
Chargers.
Yep, Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which quarterback holds the record for the most interceptions thrown? That's kind of easy.
Brett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many, I think I know the answer to this. How many total receiving yards did Jerry Rice finish with in his career? 28,895, 21,895, 22,895, or 23,895?
I'm going to say 28.
No, there's 20, 21, 22, or 23.
Oh, I thought you said 28. Shit. 23.
I think it's 22 because I think he was just shy of 23. Here we go. It's 22. Yeah, I remember there's like the... We used to try and figure out how many Calvin had to get
right,
to get there.
To actually get there.
Yeah. Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
In 93, Buffalo Bills overcame a 35-3 deficit in the AFC wildcard game before coming back to win. Which team was it against? The Browns, the Oilers, the Jets, or the Raiders?
Browns.
93, the Browns, were the Browns good then? I don't think they were.
I think that's when Bill was coaching them, 93.
Maybe. Yeah, probably. Yeah. My guess was the Oilers. Okay. Let's see. It's the Oilers.
Oh, okay.
The Oilers had a team back then, dude.
They did.
More career interceptions, Prime or Ed Reed?
Prime.
Ed Reed.
Damn.
All right, Chris, can you give me something that's not from 1950? Would you dig up over there?
Jacksonville Jaguars made the playoffs in only their second season, after which kicker missed a chip shot that would have sent the Jags home. Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson, Chip Lowmiller, or Kevin Butler?
Or Daryl Sanders. I don't fucking know, dude.
Bro, this is from like 02.
Wait, really? I mean, okay, like, yeah, say the names.
The Jags are a new franchise, bro.
But Morton Anderson played for like 80 years from like the 20s to fucking 2000, dude. say it again. Who are the names?
Morton Anderson, Gary Anderson, Chip Lowmiller, or Kevin Butler?
The second one.
It was Morton.
Was it?
Yeah,
it was Morton. Oh, Mort. Fucking 80-year veteran.
Guy literally was just fucking ancient forever.
I'm pretty sure this is the Terry Crews that I'm thinking about, but Terry Crews was selected in the 11th round of the 91 NFL draft. Which team took him? Was it the Chargers, the Rams, the Redskins, or the Eagles? And that's Terry Crews, like the actor. Yeah, okay, yeah. I know the answer. Chargers. I can understand why you think that. I'm pretty sure it was the Rams. It was the Rams.
Okay. All right. Detroit Lions became part of the NFL in 1930. Who was the first Lions quarterback to throw for over 4,000 yards in a season?
Oh, Bucky Ernest? Nah. I don't fucking know these, Chris.
Bro, it's one from literally, you would remember this era.
Johnny Unitas. You said it in the 30s?
No, they became part of the NFL in the 30s. But who was the first QB to throw for 4,000 yards with the team?
Kitna?
Oh
no.
4,000 in a season.
What's his name? Moore. Herman Moore. He didn't throw for 4,000?
Nope. Well, I mean, he probably did, but he wasn't the first.
Oh, then I don't know.
Scotty Mitchell.
Okay, that's what I was going to say next. Yep. I couldn't think of his name. Who finished their career with more NFL MVP awards? Brett Favre or Joe Montana?
Montana, I think.
Favre.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. Which is a weird thing to think.
Yeah.
How many did Favre have? Did he have like 3?
I think so. Because Montana was like literally still being called the GOAT when he was playing and shit.
Right. Yeah, Favre's got 3. How many does Peyton have?
Think 2.
That's what I thought. Well, he's got 5. But he also shared one with McNair.
Mm.
That doesn't count. Here's a funny one. How many Super Bowls did Barry Sanders play in his career?
0.
That's for all you Lions fans out there.
Oh, man.
Who leads the league in passing yards to Cooper Kupp this season? Is it Jared Goff or Matt Stafford?
Is it Jared Goff?
What's another thing? I don't even know. What's another way we can quickly bash the Lions? What team started their first 9 games with losses and then tied before they got a win? Was it the Steelers or the Lions?
It's so easy dumping on them. It's like,
What team lost in week 3 of the NFL season to the longest field goal in NFL history? Was it the Ravens or the Lions?
Stop! They're already dead! Oh, man.
Let's see. What else we got? Who lost? Which NFL team went into the halftime up 17-14 and then lost 35-17? Was it the Packers or the Lions?
Why are you the way you are? Oh, man. All right. This team has lost at least 4 Super Bowls. In their first Super Bowl appearance, their starting quarterback played for the team that they were playing against in a prior Super Bowl.
Wait. Okay, run that back. Sorry, I was trying to think of another Lions question to follow up with. I was going to say, which NFL team lost 41-0 or whatever the hell it was to the Philadelphia Eagles this season? All right, go ahead. My bad.
This team has lost at least 4 Super Bowls. In their first Super Bowl appearance, their starting quarterback had played for the team that they were playing against in a prior Super Bowl.
Was it Buffalo? Well, what's the multiple choice, right?
This one isn't a multiple choice, actually.
Was it Washington?
Nope.
San Francisco?
Nope. San Francisco, I think, is one more than they've lost, actually.
Wait, so am I guessing a quarterback or am I guessing a team?
The team, yeah.
Okay, so the team went to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And then the following season lost the Super Bowl?
No, they've lost at least 4 Super Bowls, this team has.
Okay, so they lost 4 Super Bowls.
Their starting quarterback in their first, like, Super Bowl, they played for the team that they were playing against.
They played for the team that they were playing. Was it New England? No.
Nope.
I don't know why I'm drawing blanks here. I guess I got to think back, like, yeah, teams that have won. Was it the Raiders?
Nope, but you're somewhat getting warmer.
The Chiefs?
Mm-mm.
Chargers? I don't know.
Nope.
I can't think of, like, more any other teams that's been to that many Super Bowls.
Broncos.
Okay.
You were right in the division. You just
I was gonna say Chargers or did I did say
you
Chargers.
Said char yeah, you literally said the whole division.
Yeah.
Except the Broncos.
The Broncos, I guess they have. Wait, who was the quarterback?
Looks like the quarterback was Elway. Yep. Yeah.
Wait, where did he play?
Let's see.
Elway didn't play anywhere else.
Oh no, wait. Craig Morton was their first quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Oh, see? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elway was a fucking Bronco for life,
bro. Yeah,
cuz
he was supposed to have been a Colt.
Yeah.
But, you know, he got traded to Denver.
Okay, which team won the oh shit, I lost it. Oh fuck, I got to go through the whole thing again. It was a pretty good question. Damn it. All right, find one while I get back.
All right. It's going to sound like an older question, but it's something that's happened recently. Founded in 1920, which NFL franchise became the first to record 700 victories when it did it on November 18th, 2010? This team also has the most players enshrined in the Hall of Fame and most retired jersey numbers.
The Steelers.
They're not even on the list. The options are the Washington Redskins, the Green Bay Packers, the Chicago Bears, or the New York Giants.
It's got to be the Giants then.
Nope.
What?
Remember, the Bears are one of the oldest franchises.
Yeah, it's the Bears?
Yep, it's the Bears. Wow. They are one of the oldest franchises in league history, so.
Yeah, but think about, like, in the last, like, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
20 years,
they've been
we'll call
so
it.
Bad, yeah. That's why it took them basically until 2010 to get to that 700th
Well,
victory.
It's not even that they've been bad. It's just they're collectively good as a team to where it's like you can't think of any like standout players outside of like Urlacher, Devin Hester.
Mm-hmm.
Like not really a whole lot else comes to mind. Matt Forte maybe, but
that's
not
about
like
it.
A
but it's
stud.
Not like a Hall of Fame guy, right. You know. You got like it goes back to like them 85 Bears and stuff basically.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I'm almost to the question. You got one more?
Let me see if I can find another one.
How many Super Bowls does Barry Sanders have?
They're already
which team won Super Bowl 25 in 91? Was it the Cowboys, the Giants, the 49ers, or the Redskins?
I believe that was the Giants.
It was.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a weird one where they like should have lost to the
I think so, but that was LT in them, so you really want to bet against LT.
Right.
If you don't even want to tell that man if you've bet against him low-key.
Which one of these kickers is the NFL's all-time leader in field goals made? Old Morton Anderson, Adam Vinatieri, Gary Anderson, or John Carney?
Vinatieri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was the first NFL team to appear in 3 consecutive Super Bowls?
3 consecutive?
Yep.
Was it the Bills?
I knew you were going to say Buffalo. Nope. Dolphins.
The Dolphins went to 3 and they have none?
Yep.
Or do they have one?
They just didn't. No, wait, they just do didn't have win. One because they got the undefeated season.
Yeah. Well, they didn't win with what's his name?
They didn't win with Marino. Yeah. No, they made it with Marino. Okay. But they lost. Yeah. Laces out, Dan.
Donovan McNabb was selected 2nd overall in the 99 draft. Which quarterback was selected ahead of him? Akili Smith, Dante Culpepper, Peyton Manning, or Tim Couch?
I want to say Akili Smith for some reason.
Nope.
Peyton?
Nope.
Who?
Tim Couch.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good old Tim Couch.
Yep.
The bust. Browns, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. True or false? Lamar Jackson was selected in the 2nd round of the NFL draft.
False. He was the last pick in the 1st round, I believe.
I think that's right.
It was last or like almost last. He was like 30th or
32nd. Yeah, something like that. It was false, but yeah, I think you're right on that.
Because he was very late 1st, because he does recall like being passed up by everybody.
Mm-hmm. True or false? John Madden never had a losing record during his 10 seasons as an NFL coach.
True.
True. That's why he's got the damn game named after him.
Yeah. That, and you know, he knows his football. Because the team that scores the most points is going to win. It's the team that's going to win.
That's right.
They got a documentary about him coming up on Christmas Day on Fox.
I saw like they've been advertising that during the game.
I'm like, I'm kind of interested in seeing it.
Yeah. Trying to find, like, I'm getting through these. It's like you have to, like, pick one, but I'm getting through, like, all the dumb shit that we wouldn't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, get through some of these. Like, some of them are just too fucking easy. Like, what team was given the nickname Blitzburg during the mid-90s?
Which team did Jerry Rice play his last NFL game for?
Seattle Seahawks.
Was it the 49ers, the Rams, Raiders, or Seahawks? Yes, you're right. It was the Seahawks.
I also thought so, because... that was that weird stretch where he was a Seahawk. He was also a Bronco for a second. He was a Raider.
A Bronco?
Yeah, he was a Bronco for a split second, bro.
I remember he was a Raider for a while.
I remember I played Madden one year, and I'm like, the fuck is Jerry Rice doing on the Broncos?
Right.
Like, wait, huh?
In 1992, which team started the season 0-4 and went on to still win their division? Was it the Cardinals, the Chiefs, the Chargers, or the Vikings?
I want to say Chargers.
It was the Chargers. Who made more Pro Bowls in their career, Ray Lewis or Tony Gonzalez?
Tony.
I'm guessing Tony, too.
Yeah,
that's right. Okay. Giants have retired the number 56 in the honor of which player? Frank Gifford, Lawrence Taylor, Al Blazas, or Ken Strong?
LT.
That's right. Okay, here's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Which round was Drew Brees selected in the 01 NFL draft?
3rd.
Nope.
I don't know. Yeah.
2nd.
Ah.
2nd rounder. Ended up being top. I'd call it top 3 of all time.
Okay. Which was the first in to blah, blah, blah. They placed this dude. They literally have it typed out as which was the first NFL to play in the championship game. Like, okay. So which was the first NFL team to play in the championship game? In both the AFC and NFC.
To play in the championship game.
Yep, so to play in both the AFC and NFC championship.
Is it the Colts?
Game. Nope.
I don't know.
Options are Green Bay Packers, Cleveland Browns, Seattle Seahawks, or Baltimore Ravens.
Well, I guess you can say Baltimore Ravens.
Seattle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, apparently, that makes sense that they were an AFC team and now they're, well, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, they were founded as an expansion team in 75. They played their first season in the NFC West in 76. Then they transferred to the AFC, playing in the AFC West from 77 until 01.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I figured it was going off of, like, teams that have moved. So, like, the Baltimore Colts and then now they're Indianapolis Colts. But I guess that's both AFC.
Yeah, that's both AFC.
True or false, Champ Bailey has a Super Bowl ring?
False.
False.
Yeah.
How many years must a player be retired for them to be eligible for the Hall of Fame? 2, 5, 7, or 10 years?
7.
5 years.
Oh, 5? That's it. Wow.
I feel like this is a trick question. Which player was selected earlier in the 2013 draft? Was it Ertz or Kelsey?
Kelsey.
That was what I guessed too, but it's Ertz.
Oh. All right. This is an older one, but it's somewhat easy. Which of these teams joined the NFL and was welcomed to their first season by having no wins? 49ers, the Buccaneers, the Panthers, or the Falcons?
Did you say the Panthers?
Yep, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Bucks, and the 49ers.
Guessing the Panthers.
Bucks?
Really?
Yep. They were defeated 0-14 in 76, and they were the only team to not win a game until the Lions did it.
Chris, I wasn't alive.
Yeah, but you remember being a Lions fan at that time, and are they going to be the next team to go without winning the Bucks?
Yeah, okay. Who was selected earlier, J.J. Watt or Julio Jones?
J.J.
No, wait, no, Julio. No, it was Julio, yeah.
Shit. I was like, wait, why was I saying J.J.?
So Jake Long was selected first overall in 08. Who was the second pick? Chris Long, Matt Ryan, Jason Smith, Matt Stafford.
Matt Ryan.
I think so, too. No, it was Chris Long.
Really?
Chris Long and Jake Long went back to back.
Really?
Yeah, that's crazy. True or false, Nick Saban didn't have a winning season during his time in the NFL?
True.
False.
Oh, wow, he had one?
Yeah, remember that Dolphins team? They were fucking terrible, but they somehow snuck out like 8 wins. Who was the first pick in 2000? Vic, Courtney Brown, LeVar Arrington, David Carr.
Vic.
No. Was he a first round overall pick?
I thought so.
It was Courtney Brown.
Really?
Yeah. Shit. I got to check that now. If Vic was a first. I don't think he was. He was the first pick in 01. But it says he was drafted in 2000 on, like, the main Google. Okay, so it's probably for the year before, right? So, technically, in the year 2000, he was the first pick, but it was for the next year's draft.
Okay.
Trick question. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which team is the first to win 6 Super Bowls?
Steelers.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, we went through that, and we're probably 20 minutes over, which, yes, we are.
Hey, man, we did it, though.
I feel like if you're doing NFL, like, trivia, like, it's something you could legitimately do all night.
Yeah.
And, like, not even get bored of it. Well, I don't know. I'm kind of bored of it, actually. That was a good stop, a good stopping point right there.
Hey, look, it happens. It happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah. Well, do you got anything else?
Nah, that's basically it at this point.
We covered everything. We talked about all the NFL games.
We did. We covered everything we could cover.
Which basketball jersey did you get?
Oh, I just got a custom one.
Of what?
Got the old gamer tag on the back.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I went with the red Cade at Cunningham jersey.
Not a bad choice at all. Not bad. I got the red one, too.
Same. I went red.
Yeah. It's such a nice jersey. It's like, bro, you can't help it.
Yeah.
You gotta get that one.
Wait, so you just straight up went custom. You didn't? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was
like
only $20, too, to go custom like that.
$20 extra?
Yeah, like, well, over, that's all I had to pay out of pocket was, like, 21.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
I believe we mentioned it on the show that you can get a jersey from...
Yeah, Caesars has the Caesars promotion going.
If you just bet $100 on basketball, yep. Easy.
Almost had it within a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I literally had it. I didn't know that until you said something that the damn thing was sitting in my spam folder.
Yeah. Because yep. I was looking for it, dude, because I honestly think the reason I never got my NFL one was because it was in my spam folder and I didn't look.
Wait, you never got it?
Nope.
Oh, no way. It's good for a year.
But if it went to my spam folder deletes after fucking 30 days because it's Gmail.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. I'm like, I should try to message them. Just to be
their
like, hey.
Customer service is horrible.
Yeah. And I'm like, it'll probably go nowhere. Be like, hey, so I just got my promo for the other one and realized it went to my spam folder, which deletes emails automatically after a certain time.
Yeah. Just say, hey, can you resend that?
You know, can you resend that?
Damn. One last thing before we go. On Christmas, we're doing the whole movie thing this year.
Yeah.
Spider-Man or Matrix?
Dude, as much as I love the Matrix and I'm hyped for it, fucking Spider-Man is a must-see movie.
Okay.
Like, as soon as possible.
I heard you saying the shit was good.
Duh, it was the greatest superhero movie ever fucking made.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're saying that?
Yeah, that shit was beautiful.
It's that good?
Dude, that shit was beautiful.
Really?
Yes. It was like, what the fuck? Dude, I've never
You're
seen...
You're far away from the mic.
I've never... Like, even with Endgame, the audience was not, like, as hype continuously throughout the entire movie. Like, there were so many applause moments.
Really?
There was moments where it was dead fucking silence because it was that, like, deep of a scene here and there. It's like, shit.
Okay.
Like, they made fucking Little Spider grow the fuck up. And then the fact that...
No spoilers, Chris.
No, it's not a spoiler.
So I'll probably go see it next week. Because
if you've seen a trailer, then you know, like, they bring back older villains and shit.
Right, right.
Fucking Willem Dafoe.
Who's that?
Dude.
Is that Dr. Octopus?
No, he played Green Goblin in the original Spider-Man movie. That fucker is 66 years old and said he only wanted to do the movie if he could do his own stunts.
And oh, my God.
That dude played that role so fucking well. I'm like, I don't think I could see anybody else play the role of Green Goblin. Like, he's that fucking
good. Oh, that's
good
the guy from the first one. Yep. Like, the Tobey Maguire one.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. He's
that guy's
still,
legit, though.
He's still that good. I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
He's such a fucking great actor. It was just scary watching him at times.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I guess you made up my mind.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get the wife to watch The Matrix. Just not enough time in the day.
That's fair. I mean...
I'm saying like the first like three.
Yeah, like my friend Dirk hasn't seen any of them. And I'm like, damn, really? And I'm like, I really want to try to get him to watch them, but it's like, you know.
Yeah, maybe me and you will make a date out of it and just go see The Matrix because no right. one else wants to go see it.
Oh, I was definitely going when it comes out Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, wait, it comes out. Okay, Wednesday, I thought it came out Christmas, but
well,
it's probably
yeah,
right
it's
around
Wednesday.
That time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I really want to see it. The first two were amazing. You know?
Yeah, the third one, I went back and watched it recently, and it actually got a little better to me. It's still nowhere near as good as the first two.
Yeah,
those
were amazing.
At one point, the third one was unwatchable to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can actually watch it now and be like, okay.
I watched them all three right in a row, and I was so like, oh, shit, one was amazing, two was good, and then three, it's like, okay, I've had enough of this.
The biggest problem with three was the CGI, too.
Yeah.
You could tell... Yeah. It was CGI. Like, it looks like you were playing a PlayStation game.
Right. Like, halfway through the movie, it's like, okay, I'm over this. Yep. But, all right, that's our show. It's about as long as a Matrix movie.
Yup.
Follow Chris on Fandango and...
Movie
what is Fandango?
Phone.
I feel like I've seen that. Isn't that, like,
yeah,
a streaming
it's like
service?
That movie it's the movie ticket thing.
Yeah.
You can buy tickets through
and
there.
Following them on AMC.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's it.
Peace.
Peace.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.